Thank you for tuning in to the WOLA podcast, Latin America Today. It's Friday, August 10th, 2012. I'm Adam Isaacson, the Senior Associate for Regional Security Policy here at WOLA. I'm here with Claudia Lopez, who's one of Colombia's best-known political analysts. She's in the paper and on TV all the time in Colombia. Claudia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Claudia is, I know she's getting her PhD at Northwestern University, but is also an analyst at the Corporación Nuevo Arcoíris, which is one of the country's principal security think tanks. And Claudia, I wanted to talk because we're at the midpoint of President Juan Manuel Santos's administration in Colombia. He's now been there for two out of his 4 years. I believe the anniversary was on Tuesday. And I wanted to ask you about that because his poll numbers are surprisingly low. He's under fire for the security situation, but President Santos and his supporters say that the FARC are near defeat and the security situation is improving. Well, I guess that's my first question. What's going on? Is the security situation worsening or improving in Colombia, or both?
No, it's not improving, unfortunately. But it hasn't been improving since 2008.
When Uribe was president.
When Uribe was president, exactly. So President Uribe was incredibly successful, and his security policy was incredibly successful in most of the indicators in reducing violence from 2002 to 2008.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, since 2008, the indicators have been decreasing. They're not improving anymore. In particular, some attacks are concentrated from the FARC in approximately four municipalities. The FARC have been able to move out from the retirement that they have to move in the mountains in the last years, and in the last 2 years the FARC have been able to recover some operations in nearly 40 municipalities. They have been concentrated, for example, in Cauca, in Nariño, in Arauca, and they have been able to increase attacks both against the armed forces and also against the civilians in these municipalities.
So about 40 municipalities. Okay.
Worsening of the attacks of the FARC in these regions have deteriorated enormously the perception of security in Colombia. I have to say that even though the situation and the indicators have not improved as much as we want, the perception has worsening much more than the indicators. So that's the challenge that President Santos is facing right now.
What changed in 2008 to make this happen? And the FARC, I mean, you're talking 40 municipalities also. That's 40 out of about 1,100 municipalities in the country. And most of what we're talking about is in the north, the far southwest, the Pacific coast. But what did the FARC do something differently, or did President Uribe's own policies change?
I think the policies hasn't changed anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's not a change in policy. I mean, we have to remember that Juan Manuel Santos was the Minister of Defense, one of the most successful Minister of Defense of President Uribe's second term.
Mm-hmm.
So they clearly agree on the policy, on the democratic security policy, the way they call it before. There is no disagreement in how to run operation in the focus of the policy. The budget is mostly the same. The political support to the armed forces is almost the same. So I don't think there is a change in policies. I think there are two factors that have changed. One is that President Uribe was much more successful in managing the perception, in managing the public opinion about security. Even though the last 2 years of the second term of President Uribe, the security was clearly worsening according to some indicators, the perception didn't decrease because President Uribe was incredibly successful in managing the public opinion and the media coverage of the security issue. President Santos is not as good as President Uribe in managing public opinion and in managing communications. He's certainly not as good politician, if you want to put it in those terms. So that's one change. This is the media management, the public opinion management is not as good with President Santos as it was with President Uribe.
Interesting, since
Santos
comes from
the media
family.
And the second thing that has changed is that the FARC has been able to reorganize, to adapt to the most successful strategies of our armed forces, in particular to the operations in intelligence, to the operations from the air with the armed force. So that's that's what they have been able to improve. The FARC has been able to adapt, to improve, to operate in more in smaller groups with different tactics and different strategies. And they have been able to recover some operations in urban centers, even though they are small municipalities, but in urban centers, including Bogota, in which the government claimed that the FARC was able to attack to the former minister, Londoño. Minister
right, with the car bomb, right.
So these kind of operations certainly show a adaptation, a capacity to adapt to the most successful strategies of our armed forces. And on the other hand, they have been able to get much more coverage and much more attention, mm-hmm. and in that sense, to change the perception of security for most of the population in Colombia.
So the Santos government not managing perceptions well, the FARC adapting to the strategy are key factors. Now, some of the analysts on the right wing, including a lot of retired officers, are in fact saying that part of the issue is that the Colombian military itself is almost refusing to fight or reducing its operations because they're angry about human rights prosecutions and what they call their judicial security. Do you accept or reject that? Do you think that's really a factor?
I don't think that is a factor, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is a factor. And I don't think there is any change in support from the government to the military and to the armed forces in general. Mm-hmm. What has changed, in fact, is probably a third factor that is influencing the perception and the policy and the politics in general, the politics of security in Colombia, which is that President Uribe openly has declared to be the main opposition force to President mm-hmm. Santos. And one of the resources that President Uribe has used to promote his opposition to the actual government is to try to sort of, I don't want to say insubordinate, but maybe to move some disagreements among the armed forces against the government. And that's very dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
What President Uribe is trying to do is trying to do politics with our armed forces against the government. And that's clearly almost illegal and clearly dangerous for our democracy. And it has had some influence in some sectors. I don't think it's the majority, but in some small sectors, especially retired generals, as you mentioned, that are trying to do politics with the security issue and with some sectors of the army against the current president, President Santos.
Here in the United States, you know, everybody remembers Santos as being Uribe's defense minister and a big supporter. He founded his main political party. And now to see Uribe so angrily in the opposition is surprising to folks who are not following Colombia every day. What's going on? Why is Uribe so angry at his successor?
I mean, what President Uribe says is that he considers that President Santos has changed the policy that he made and that he promised to continue uh-huh. during his campaign. I don't think that's the actual issue. What I think is that there is one specific thing that President Uribe was expecting from President Santos, was the coverage and impunity of the mm-hmm. enormous corruption scandals that occurred during his second term in particular. Mm-hmm. And President Santos certainly didn't adopt the position to cover that or to try to protect the image of President Uribe from the corruption scandals that he and the members of his cabinet were involved in. And I think that's the main angry reason why President Uribe is angry against President Santos, because he expected some coverage and some impunity in the corruption issues that he was involved. And President Santos certainly has allowed, as he has to do as President of Colombia, the action of justice. And President Uribe was clearly during his two terms and clearly now as former president, he always expects impunity and he's always angry at the action of justice.
That's true.
So this is not new in President Uribe's behavior, and I think that's the main reason that explains why President Uribe is in the opposition right now against President Santos.
Yeah, that's true. You've seen, just for context, you've seen the former Minister of Agriculture, Uribe's Chief of Staff, one of his a couple of his intelligence chiefs, his former peace commissioner, all are either under investigation, in jail, or fugitives right now. So yeah, Uribe is angry about that. And another thing is, Santos certainly shifted gears on the issue of land tenure and immediately passed a land restitution bill for a law to hand land back to perhaps hundreds of thousands of people who were displaced or had their land stolen from them. That process, that law was passed more than a year ago. How is the land restitution process going in Colombia?
Yes, there is one issue in which I will say that President Santos has decided to include new topics in the public agenda and in the public policy in Colombia, mm-hmm. and it's in the issue of reconciliation and the attention to the victims of armed conflict in Colombia. And there was a clear conflict of interest of President Uribe in addressing these issues in Colombia, and was that President Uribe was extremely linked and was openly supported by the paramilitary groups in Colombia in both of his campaigns and also during his two terms. He clearly co-governed with the structure, with the political structure of the main drug cartels and paramilitary groups in Colombia.
Wow.
President Santos has no those links, not as direct as President Uribe, and so has less conflicts of interest in addressing issues such as land reform, such as reconciliation, such as attention to the victims of these paramilitary groups and, in general, victims of all armed groups in Colombia.
Right.
And so he has included these topics through the law of the victims and also to the law of the land reform. And clearly this is an agenda that is against the interest not only of President Uribe, but also and mainly of many of the politicians that are directly linked
right.
to the paramilitary group that are still very powerful, and clearly all of them are supporters of President Uribe. So that's another reason of difference and conflict between President Santos and President Uribe right now.
And that's going to probably get worse pretty soon as the land restitution program goes ahead. Now, Claudia, you have been spending a lot of time in the United States, and you've seen you're of course paying attention to U.S. policy toward Colombia. The Obama administration certainly seems to have made Colombia less of a priority, and maybe so has the Santos administration. What's your impression of U.S.-Colombian relations right now?
I think U.S. and Colombia relations are always good and in good mm-hmm. shape, but certainly has changed enormously because both Colombia decided under President Santos to expand their relationships and to improve their international and foreign relations with the other countries in the continent.
Right.
And so there was an initiative of President Santos to sort of balance the foreign agenda of Colombia in the region, in Latin America in particular, and, mm-hmm. and also with other regions in the world. And to have a less particular, not less special, not less important, but certainly less focused relationship with the United States. And also
right.
on behalf of the United States, there is also a decision to move out from the region, from Latin American region in general, and to focus in Central America and especially in Mexico, which is certainly the most important associate for foreign policy in Latin America for the United States, and also from the place from where most of the challenges regarding security and arms and drug trafficking and all that stuff that's important for the United States. So there is a change in both governments, in focus, in priorities, in necessities. But I don't think that it means that there is a less special or good standing relationship between the United States and the Colombian government.
Yeah, I mean, here in Washington, that sounds right to me. And it does sound healthier than the sort of exclusive embrace that the two countries had under Uribe and Bush. I guess my last question to you, I just saw that you were present at a meeting in Medellin 2 days ago. I know that, you know, all of the political news in Colombia lately is about Santos and Uribe, basically two big politicians on the center-right and the right. But this meeting was about people sort of on the center-left trying to talk about where to move the country forward. And what was that about?
Well, I think it's worth mainly a dialogue between mm-hmm. mostly citizens and a couple of them have a more a special political and electoral standing. All of us are certainly worried about the political situation and the polarization in Colombia.
Right.
I worry also about that the media agenda covering politics in Colombia and right now is extremely poor. I mean, our political situation is important, has a lot of issues to cover, and unfortunately the media coverage is only concentrated in the issue of what President Santos does and what President Uribe does to President Santos and what is their response. It's like a ping pong between them two.
Right.
And certainly our political standing deserves more and more serious attention than this ping pong between President Santos and President Uribe. So we wanted to point that out, to make a call to the citizens and to the media that we have to address the political situation in Colombia in a more serious way, in a more open way, and that as much as the extreme right is organizing, considering a new political agenda and electoral perspectives, also other ideological spectrums in Colombia, such as the center and the left,
right,
are able also to do the same. And that the situation and the political spectrum in Colombia is not reduced neither to the right, not to the extreme right, neither to President Santos nor to President Uribe. So that's our main goal with that meeting, and to discuss an agenda and to open the political agenda in our country.
That sounds like a positive step. I do hope something comes from it. And, good luck to you, Claudia. Thank you so much for giving me some time. We just covered a lot of ground in about 16 minutes. I really appreciate your time and good and look forward to seeing you either here in the States or back in Bogota.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and to the WOLA community.
All right. Well, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Muchas gracias. 3, 2... That was Claudio Lopez from the Corporación Nuevo Arcoiris in Colombia, and that's it for now. Thank you for listening to WOLA's Latin America Today. Please do keep listening. We're up on iTunes, where if you have a moment to write a review, we'd really appreciate the feedback, and it would help us a lot to reach new listeners. Please keep visiting WOLA's website, www.wola.org. You can also find WOLA on Facebook or on Twitter at WOLA_ORG. Hasta pronto.